The first John Doe probe looked at several issues, including allegations that some of the aides of then-Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker helped Walker campaign for governor in 2010 on taxpayer time. Several months ago, the judge overseeing the now-shut-down Doe okayed the release of documents in the case, and the latest batch has just been given to the news media. Governor Walker says Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele, a supporter of Mary Burke, timed the release.
It's pretty obvious this is done for partisan political reasons. If it was for any other reason, they would have done this a lot sooner than just 2 weeks before the election. And I think voters, whether they're Republican or Democrat or somewhere in between, I think they realize that. I think voters are pretty smart in this state. No matter what they might think about our policies, I think they see this for what it is.
County Executive Abele denies any political motivation. Burke says there was no coordination with the document release.
The timing is wasn't determined based on that. The timing is about that people, when they go to the polls, need to consider Governor Walker's entire record over the last 4 years when looking at the next 4 years. And part of that, not only is it a lagging economy and historic cuts to education, but certainly the scandal around his administration.
Governor Walker concedes he has no evidence of coordination between Burke and Abele, but says the timing does not pass the smell test. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.